This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for tuning in once again to the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Karina Powers, the CEO of Phonics in Motion. Phonics in Motion is on a mission to change the way kids learn to read and write. Their comprehensive literacy instructional method engages kids in their learning process by teaching reading and writing skills through a set of unique motions. And Karina, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Hey, Eric. Thanks so much for having us on.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing all about Phonics in Motion. So for starters, what was the inspiration for starting Phonics in Motion? Let's start there.
Well, the inspiration currently today, as you just mentioned, is really to change the way that kids learn to read and write. And we know that there are many, many great reading and writing programs out there and programs and teaching methods that certainly absolutely work. But we ask often, do they really consider a child learning experience? And everything that Phonics in Motion is and all that we build, all that we are, we always consider kids. So we know that teachers and parents need to know how to teach their kids, and they may need to know certain things. For example, doubling consonants and digraphs, those words might feel stressful in me just saying them. So we don't think it's appropriate for kids to bear that burden of that type of language. And we really ensure that teachers and parents are teaching all the skills that kids need to acquire to become great readers and writers, but in a way that results in a love of learning. And that's what we're up to. Is it's so much more for us than developing readers and writers. It's really fostering a lifelong love of learning.
Well, that is a phenomenal vision, and thank you so much for what you're doing in the space through Phonics in Motion. What distinguishes Phonics in Motion from the competition, assuming there is some competition out there?
Gosh, many, many things. I think I'll just share the story of how I joined Phonics in Motion. And I was working in the corporate world and not an educator of kids by any means. And I walked into a Phonics in Motion classroom and I saw 30 kiddos sitting on the ground with headphones on in some kind of learning app, tracing letters on their Chromebooks in their own world, total silence in this room. And Dr. Terry Kindervater, the founder of Phonics in Motion, walked into this classroom and they saw her. And I kid you not, Eric, 30 kids tossed their Chromebooks aside, peeled off their headphones, and literally jumped up and started doing all these motions and movements. And there was such a transformation in the classroom and in the learning environment. It went from individuals and silence to collaboration and joy. And at the end of the lesson, they were literally begging for more. And I just haven't seen anything like that before. And it certainly wasn't the way that I learned to read and write in public school in California. And so it's just, it's a really unique way of teaching reading and writing. And I think the secret sauce in that story are those motions. So our name, Phonics in Motion, these motions, we have a unique motion for every phoneme or sound in the English language. And they're really, really powerful. And they're based on how we articulate each sound. So they actually give kiddos a ton of valuable information in the motion itself. For example, with my two-year-old right now, as early as two right now, I'm using them just to help her with speech and articulation. She has a hard time saying something like spoon or my girlfriend's name, Sloan, that those quick sounds she can't say. So I'll use the motion for and it really helps her to articulate that sound. And then later in first, second, and third grade, the motions are used to develop reading and writing skills like decoding and encoding and the ability to hear those tiny, tiny sounds that make up our language and then also map them to letters or the code to make decisions and really understand the relationship between sounds and letters. And those motions are the secret sauce for the engagement component and really getting kids up and using their bodies and turning them into investigators of language and active participants in their learning as opposed to students in a classroom.
Well, that is pretty awesome, especially your first experience with phonics and motion. That says a lot right there. Why is it important to both educate and entertain? Talk to us about those features there.
That's a great question. I mean, we believe that engagement is a critical ingredient, and that in order for kids to take ownership in their learning, they have to be engaged, and entertainment is a huge part of that. So, you know, other programs will mention things like they'll teach silent E, and that language rule. So why does bike say bike instead of bic? That's that silent E at the end. We don't talk like that. We talk about Big Mouth E and the power that he has. Big Mouth E calls his friend in the middle of that word, I, and that is why bike says bike instead of bic. Other programs talk about digraphs, two letters that make a different sound when they're put together, like CH, for example. C doesn't say cuh in CH, it says ch. So you could talk about digraphs and teach that like other programs do, or we could talk about Troublemaker H. Troublemaker H pulls C into trouble and they chug, chug, chug right out of town. That is entertainment that engages kids and results in education. When you're writing on the language calendar in phonics and motion and you're going to write, I don't know, the word cherry, you write, you say cherry, and then you go to write that C, and kids will predict. They say, oh my gosh, Troublemaker H is coming next. I know it. So that engagement, or entertainment rather, results in their engagement and their active participation in exploring the way that our language works. And it just transforms that experience. Teachers and parents are not fighting for attention spans. Kids are literally a part of the process. And it results in really powerful learning.
Well, you got to love this. And we really do appreciate your visit with us here today to introduce Phonics in Motion to the audience. Today, we're speaking with Karina Powers, the CEO of Phonics in Motion, that is on a mission to change the way the kids learn to read and write here on eHealth Radio's Children's Health and Education channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Karina, what advice do you have for a parent whose child is, say, dyslexic or learning challenged? What's your take on that? We'd love to hear some advice from you in those regards.
Dyslexic or learning challenged? That's a great question. So we work with schools around the country in the mainstream classroom with classroom teachers and also homeschool parents and busy parents with kids in school. And many, many people come to us with unique needs and learning challenges. And of course, there are many different types of special needs. So this is a very general, general answer. But I think, especially with dyslexia and the science of reading movement and legislation that is changing around the U.S., which we have a huge appreciation for and totally support, I think first we acknowledge you and we feel you and we really understand. And we often see when people come to us and even schools that children with special needs and certainly dyslexia are put through a really rigorous curriculum. And there's typically a lot of language and a lot of instructions. It's very structured, long, and tedious. And we in Phonics in Motion, of course, believe and deliver on the importance of an explicit systematic development system so that the child can learn these skills that they ultimately need to become independent readers and writers. However, we invite you to also consider that experience, because learning for any kiddo can be hard. And if there are special needs, it is so much harder. So you don't need to envision a totally rigid, structured experience with long sit downs. We're talking about kids, and we can't forget that entertainment and engagement piece and honor the child's spirit. And it really is a way in. It's such a critical ingredient, especially for those who struggle. Our founder, Dr. Kindervater, actually suffered a massive stroke a few years ago. And after being a lifelong educator an expert in early literacy, teaching thousands and thousands of kids and teachers, she was unable to speak, read, or write. And we ultimately declined the remediation plan that Sinai recommended because she wasn't making the gains, and it was so frustrating to her. And that is a very similar experience, what she was put through. It's very similar to what we see in education. So we ended up hiring phonics and motion trained teachers to remediate her. And we, Eric, she had no language center in her brain. The MRIs showed that it was completely gone. So we had to literally reprogram her brain. And we did that with phonics and motion. And there's a few reasons why. Number one, because of that engagement piece. But number two, we build that confidence. So it goes with you wherever you go. And strugglers get to lean on these tools and pull them out of their toolbox whenever they need them. They're not stuck in that structured sort of drill. And that's beneficial too. But when they're out of it, you want to see that that's working for them and that they have tools to access wherever they are. So if you're at the zoo with your kiddo and they're reading a sign, you want to see that what you're doing for them in their more structured instruction is supporting them in their natural life as well. And with phonics and motion, they pull out those motions to read that zoo sign and they get to use their handwriting stories. Those scaffolds support them wherever they are, whenever they need it. And it goes with them to build confidence and competence. So we would just invite you to not lose sight of the importance of the experience. And know that it is totally possible to have explicit, systematic instruction that is also really, really fun and that goes with them wherever they go.
Certainly some outstanding advice and feedback from you in those regards. Finally, what can parents and teachers expect to see by using phonics and motion as we conclude? Talk to us about that.
I love that question because in phonics and motion, you can actually see what kids are hearing. And there's no other way to know what kids are hearing without phonics and motion, unless you wait for some kind of test or assessment. With phonics and motion, you say, "What do you hear? Show me." And they literally show you the motions for what they hear. And that is so, so powerful when you're working with them to then teach spelling and all of the other components of language instruction. So you can see what they hear and it gives you that real-time information and that power. But you also see, of course, growth, huge behavioral shifts in kids as they transform from that more stagnant kind of isolated and disconnected instruction to something that's really, really integrated, really efficient and quick and fun and based in movement. And honestly, Eric, you can see their eyes light up. You can see that language has come to life for them and that they are active participants. And really, they've become investigators of language.
Karina, certainly a fantastic report. And we want to thank you so much for joining us here today. Exciting what you're doing through phonics and motion. And again, really appreciate your taking a moment to introduce it to our audience. Tell us where listeners can get further information on phonics and motion and how could they best be in touch as well?
Yeah, thank you. Phonicsinmotion.com. So that's PhonicsinMotion.com, phonicsinmotion.com. We support teachers across the US and beyond in other countries. Also, we love our homeschool families. And like I said earlier, our parents who are busy with kiddos in school, everything that we build is based on adult-child connection. We are not an app. We really inform teachers and parents on how to teach and engage kids with a personal connection and all of those stories and motions. And we have various products and packages available to support a lot of different needs. So we'd love to support you and your kids. And thank you so much for listening. And Eric, thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Again, listeners, for more details, visit phonicsinmotion.com. Karina, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Karina Powers, the CEO of Phonics in Motion, that is on a mission to change the way kids learn to read and write. And again, for all the details, visit phonicsinmotion.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.